So last night I was listening to 3ABN, and it was C.A. Murray, who's a really funny African-American pastor, if you don't know, and he was doing the Bible study. It wasn't even his normal time to talk. He was filling in for John Loma King, and he was just, they were going over their Wednesday Bible study, which I'm not sure why they play a Wednesday Bible study on Friday night, but anyway. He was going off on what it is to have a Christian spirit and to have a joyful Christian spirit. And I think that that is a really interesting topic because I think a lot of times when we get caught up in our daily lives, we tend to, you know, somebody asks you how you are and they say, hey, how you doing? And your first thought is like, well, you know, my dog's dying and my grandpa just had a heart attack and I have a backache and rah, rah, rah. But really, you know, God doesn't want us to say that. He wants us to answer truthfully. He doesn't want us to lie. But he wants us to say, you know, I have this, but I'm blessed today because I have the Spirit of Christ in me and I know that good things are going to happen. And when we're having the hardest times of our life, we can be thankful for that and excited about that because that means that just around the corner, something awesome is going to happen. And they're supposed to know that we are Christians by our love and by our joy, not because we're rattling off about, you know, all the other problems that are going on in our life. Not to say that we don't have them, because I think we have more than even normal, just because Satan is trying to attack us and trying to keep us down. So I had a patient, a certain patient in a certain hospital in a certain unit, HIPAA and all that stuff, but she was telling me this story. She said I could share it, but she was telling me this story that she wasn't due for a couple days. This is, you know, maybe in labor and delivery. She wasn't due for a couple days, and she started feeling a little bit weird, though. She started feeling like she had the stomach flu, like something was just a little strange. She wasn't quite sure. And she started to just be like, oh, you know, I'll just take some Tums and I'll relax and I'll be fine, take a bath, no big deal. And then something just told her, she believed that God just told her, no, you need to go to the hospital right now. And she's like, you know, honey, this is really strange, but I guess we're going to the hospital because God's telling me to go. And they ended up going to the hospital, and to make a long story short, her uterus actually ruptured, which, if you know, that's extremely life-threatening, and the baby was born, you know, for all practical purposes, you know, dead. And then, all of a sudden, this baby, like, within seconds, started just coming back to life, just, like, randomly. And they were just sitting in their rooms just praising God. Like, they had all these people, several different faiths were in the room. It wasn't just Christian people. There was Jewish people. There was people that didn't even believe in God. And they were just saying, this is a miracle. This is so crazy. And I think that that is just one example of, like, the crazy things that happen every day. And it doesn't have to be something like a baby coming back from the dead. It can be, like, you found your missing car keys and you made it to your appointment on time. You know, so, but I think we just need to count our blessings. My mom always tells me, count your blessings, name them one by one. She tells me that little song, whatever. But I think we need to do that more often. So I'll stop talking and sing now. But I'm going to sing hymn number 86. So you can look in there if you want to. I was thinking that maybe we could sing the last verse together too, if that would be okay.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power through the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my to thee. that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to
sing with me.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble God has